Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Jack and Karen Ensign. Royal Diamonds with me, Ken.
And
Ben. We've been enjoying this wonderful, delightful, successful adventure with me, Ken, for 21 years. And we want to welcome all of you to our Saturday Action Team Workshop. And this Saturday call is really to focus on helping people to build their business to silver and then to help the people the people on their business, the people on their team partners that also want to build a business, to help them develop strong silver ships. And so that's why this is an action workshop, because we go over the skills, the attitudes, and we have action items to do. So we have some homework, some success work. And let's see who on the call is. Do we have new people on the call? I know not yet. We've got some new members on the team that I think are going to be on this morning, so we'll watch for them. We wanted to introduce them. We wanted to make a couple of announcements before we get started. Number one is Jack and I have been on a call with Eric Laughlin. Eric Laughlin, we've been mentoring with him for a bunch of years. He's really good in sales and marketing. And he does a class at the end of each year, a workshop on how to set your goals and action plans for the coming year. And he has opened it up to everybody this year. It used to just be for the people, you know, his mentees. But he's opened it up free to everybody this year. So we sent all of you out the links. And I know some of you have gotten onto it. But, you know, having you just go into January so much stronger. I mean, when you set your goal, when you decide what do I want to achieve in my Niken business in 2016, and then you start thinking and what do I need to do to make that happen? You start breaking it down into the daily and the weekly and the monthly action steps that are going to make that happen. I mean, it's all about clarity. The more clear you are on what you want to achieve and your action steps, the more likely you are to achieve it. And then it also gives you confidence, because when you go into January knowing the steps, you know, your daily and weekly action steps, you know what you're going to be doing, you just have the confidence because you've got a track to run on. So we really encourage all of you to do that, and we really encourage all of you to call us or text us, email us. I mean, let's set up a strategy call session with you, you know, a mastermind, to go over what you want to achieve and break it into those action step goals. And so everybody goes into January feeling, you know, strong and confident. And let's see, other announcements. Dennis Estes did a great call, did a video on how to get into conversations with people and then how to bring them through an information process. So, you know, so people have a product demo. They see a video. They come to an event. They have maybe a three-way call with another person, so that they have all the information that they need to make a good decision, not just a little bit, that they don't make a decision. I mean, this is an important decision about Niken, whether to use the products or whether to join the business. And we want people to have, you know, good information, all the information they need to make a decision. So that's a really good one. If you missed that, that's on
Didn't they call it? Yeah, it's on YouTube and Magnetic Leaders channel.
Oh, is that where it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And Julie Tara did a great one on vision. I really recommend that one. And that's on SoundCloud.com. And then today, the last announcement I want to make is Dave's call today at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Gary
8 a.m. again.
Oh, how about that? I wrote a.m. 8 a.m. Pacific time is going to be Gary Bolton. So let's get right to our guest speakers this morning. We have Julie Matt from New Jersey, who is a silver, and she's on track to gold and on track to Team Kaizen. And she sponsored Tina Davidson, also from New Jersey, who went silver in October. And then she was number one in our top 10 leaders in November. And so she's definitely on track. She's on the fast track to gold and Team Kaizen. And on both of these, both Julie and Tina are really looking into are using email and social media so that they can connect with more people, so that they can find the people that are looking for what we have to offer, you know, that are looking for natural Vital Wellness Solutions that are looking for fun, dynamic ways that to produce income, doing something that they love and something that makes a difference for lots of other people. So, Julie and Tina, we turn it over to you guys, and I'm not sure who wants to talk first or how you want to go about this, but
take it away.
Thanks. Julie, you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. this is Tina, and Julie and I were kind of chatting earlier, and what we thought might be a thing is we'll kind of jump in with each other when, you know, we think of things, but wanted to talk to everybody about the process of the newsletters the kind of flyers that we've been sending out to gather, you know, people that are interested in the products or interested in maybe a little bit more. Like, Julie, I believe you got a wellness event out of it. And
I did. Absolutely did. Which led to some sales, which was great.
So that's kind of our push. We started with these email flyers for the holidays, and then we're going to move into a newsletter starting in January, where we're going to be pulling together a lot of interesting articles. So it's more about empowering people to love themselves and be truer to themselves and heal themselves, basically. We finally, it was the funniest brainstorm group ever between Julie, Lillian, and I, but we finally agreed on the name Life Without Limits is the name of our newsletter. And we'll be having a lot of cool things in it, things like question of the month or recipes for do-it-yourself, really cool things like face masks or hair things or whatever that might be, motivational quotes. Product of the month, and actually I was thinking kind of a theme of the month, so maybe water might be the theme of a month. Of course, we'll feature our water products, but also have some scientific news on water and some just things surrounding water, so it's an educational kind of newsletter. So the goal really is to educate versus sell product, but hopefully through the education, more products, you know, people will want to try more and help themselves more. So we've started to have people sign up for that, which is kind of an interesting thing. I don't know how many out there have heard of something called opting in. So I'll explain a little bit about that. Julie, did you have anything else you want to say about the Life Without Limits newsletter?
Only that I think it's just going to be just a big mishmash of wonderful information. And I think Tina's point that we're not selling anything specifically is what's going to get people more intrigued and more interested in participating. And then the more we build trust with those people, the more they're going to come to us as knowledge base to see what else there is that we can offer to them. And I think that's just a great avenue to do it without being a hard sell. It's really having attracting the right people into our group just to hear the right information.
Yep, definitely.
This is Jack. I probably mentioned this before to you guys, but if you do that newsletter as a blog, then that information will stay out there, and you never know who might look at it later on. You know, like it doesn't have a date on it or anything. It's just that information, and you just continue that on. So I think you're looking into that, but that to me seems like the most beneficial way to do it.
Yep, and Karen, you had sent me the information on blogging. I've never blogged before. Julie has.
Julie's trying. Julie's learning as she goes. It's highly entertaining for all of us, I'm sure.
Oh, my word. There's so much out there. It's just, wow, it's just so much. And then also taking the same articles and posting them on Facebook is another goal. So, again, just for those that aren't connected to the newsletter, they can share that with their friends also if they find something interesting. And, of course, we will be following all of Gary Bolton's advice and making sure that our links are connected everywhere in these so that if they click on anything, our information comes up, and same as if they send it out on Facebook to their friends. But, okay.
Well, I want to say, Tina, share a little bit. I mean, your success already. How many people do you have on your email list?
Sure. I have, 362. Julie, I believe you have more. Aren't you almost up to 400 people?
I'm around that area. I'm just ahead of you, I think. Not ahead of you, that's not right. I think I have about a similar number than you. Not far away, but they grow quickly when you have a big list like that and you add one or two. You're like, wait a minute, I wasn't at this yesterday. It's neat to watch. So it's kind of like a challenge to get your numbers up.
Yes, and I actually just looked, and I apologize. My list is 266, and Julie's is 274.
There you go.
The goal would be, you know, to get up to 1,000, however many people. That is the goal. Which kind of, Karen, brings us to the next thing, which is very important for everybody out there that's thinking of doing this. It's called opting in. Extremely frustrating thing. What this is, you know, if you sign up for somebody's newsletter, it sends you a little email that says, did you really want to sign up for this? And you say, yes, I did. And then you're considered opting in. Our personal database of emails that we have of all of our friends, customers, clients, everybody we've met along the way, those are not considered opted in. So most companies will not allow you to use that list, which Julie and I were so frustrated with. We went round and around and around. We did find a company, so I wanted to introduce this company to you. It's a wonderful company called Benchmark. And Benchmark, I believe it's Benchmark Email is the name of the firm. And when you go online, their prices are extremely reasonable. For 600 contacts, it's only $12 a month. And as you go up, it goes up a little bit more. What Benchmark does is it allows you to say, these are all my contacts. They're everybody that I know and love, and they are okay with hearing from me. And they give you the option to check this little box that says you are liable for this list. You did not buy it. You did not go and just grab a bunch of cards. And these people, you know, so it's allowing you to say, yes, this is a good list. It's the only firm I could find that did this. And they have automations where you can, or campaigns, you literally can build the one that you saw, the Santa one, that was built there. Very easy system. Lots of tutorials, and you can build your whole email and then send it out to every one of your contacts. Make sure all your clicks, your links are in there, you know, so that if they click on a buy now or they click on a picture, it goes to your personal webpage. The same way Gary Bolton taught us, very easy to do. But it tracks who opened them. Did they go and look around your site? Who didn't open it? Who bounced, you know, and you have a chance to go back and fix those emails. Who unsubscribed? Because everything, they give a little blurb about if you'd like to unsubscribe, click here. And then for all those that don't open it, you can resend it to them one time in a month. So we waited about a week and a half, sent it out again, and it tracks everything.
You changed the subject line and you got a bunch more clicks.
Yes, definitely. And they even have ways that you can test it. So you can say, I'm not sure if I like subject line A or B and which one's going to appeal more. So they let you do a little mini test. You write the subject line of A, you write the subject line of B. They send it out to a test group. Whichever one gets more opens, it sends it out to everybody. So it's a pretty cool process. And it is a little bit of a learning curve, but you just watch the videos. You can chat with these people. And it's a really cool program. So that's how we did it. I don't know if people have questions. You can definitely call me, email me. My number, in case you don't have it, is 703-403-1131. Any question you might have, I can answer, you know, about what we did.
Who has a question for Tina? Or Julie?
Raise your hand with 5-star, please.
We were just going to also add on while people are raising their hands that from the emails that went out, obviously with my working schedule, I can't reach out to everybody during the course of the day. And this is the easiest way for me to do that. You can schedule it to go out at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. or whatever. So you're actually hitting people when I'm not legitimately supposed to be reaching out to people. I'm actually being able to get into contact with them, which is great. And I had a couple people who had been looking at product and had been hearing the words about Nikan and who were kind of on the fence about making any purchases. And the mailer went out to them, and I saw that they clicked on it two or three times, and then lo and behold, an order came in. So it was just that extra little push to get some more information in their hands that it took, and it was successful, and it turned them over. And just the other day when we sent out another one, oh, no, he didn't. I got a phone call from somebody who I had spoken with in the past and was, I think, interested in hearing from me only because she wanted to support me, which was much appreciated, but she wasn't really interested in hearing about the products. And then all of a sudden, I have about 7 phone calls that I've had with her since she got the mailer, and she keeps calling back saying, oh, my goodness, I just thought about so-and-so. We should talk about what we need for this person. So this weekend, we're getting together to speak. She's in Atlanta, actually, and we're getting together to speak to see what kind of orders we can place for them. And it's funny because I spoke with her. I saw her the same night I met Gloria when I went out for dinner with some family, and she's basically family without being blood in Atlanta on my husband's side. And when I left Gloria at the Atlanta airport, I went straight to meet up with my family for dinner. And, you know, I kind of said to him, she's like, I remember you saying you just met a woman that wanted you to go into business with her. So it's all just kind of closing the loop. It's been great.
Fabulous. Can you guys share how many new customers or how many sales that you've got since you've been sending out this email campaign?
Wow.
Yep.
I don't have it at my fingertips.
I know. I don't either, but if I had to guess, since we started the Facebook too, I've probably gotten 6 new customers.
Great.
I would have a similar number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tina mentioned, my mailer went out to somebody who came back to me and said, I think it was a Thursday she got the mailer and came back and said, we have an event this weekend. Do you want to work it? And I couldn't. It was a 2-day event, and I couldn't do Saturday. I was already booked, but I could do Sunday. So I went down on Sunday, and I made some sales from stock that I had physically there at my table. And then I had a customer who signed up that day. And so that all originated from the mailer. As a matter of fact, that woman who invited me has a wellness facility, and she's offered up her space as a place where we could do sort of a monthly event down in Clinton, so in New Jersey. So, it led to so many wonderful things.
Right. Oh, and you just reminded me, Julie, the benchmark that I was telling you all about, basically you can also say, please post this on my Facebook, and it will post your flyer on your Facebook, and then everybody, people can share it or open it up and click on things. And that's another way that, Facebook has been tremendous for new customers. So that really helps. Were there any questions?
Yes, I have a question. How do you get the picture of the product into your email?
I actually went to Nikan.com, and I right-clicked all the pictures that they have in their system and saved them to mine. And then when you open up Benchmark, you can bring your pictures into it, have them there. So when you're building your flyer, you literally say insert picture, and you go to pick it up. So that's what I had to do. Yep.
And then you do same thing to get the link. I mean, you go into MyNikan and your business, and then the back office, your PWP, and you get the link. Like if it's a pair of mag steps, you get the picture, and then you go get that link to the mag steps.
I think it's a whole lot easier if you set that up prior. You get all your pictures prior. If you go to the links that you're talking about, the product links, you can highlight the whole group, each by page, highlight the whole group, copy them into a Word document, let's call it, then go through and delete all the ones that mean nothing to you, because probably, half of them at least we would never use in something like this. But I have a document that sits right on my desktop that is all my links. So that way it's easy to highlight them and drag them over to strap them into the program. It's very easy to do that. But if you had to go each time into the system and come back out for one link, it would be very time consuming. So much easier to copy them into a document.
Great. That's a great tip. Does anybody else have a question? I know a lot of people on this call are so new to this, and I have a couple suggestions where all of us can start. I mean, all of us can start by having build our database. I mean, you can even start with a free database as you're just getting started. Yahoo.com, Gmail, MailChimp is even free up to, I think, 2,000 people. You know, it doesn't do all these things like Julie and Tina are doing. But to get started, you could start to build your email list and just send them a normal email, which would be better than not sending them any email. You know, you start to build your database of names, and you start to build your email list. And then as you get more proficient, then you can move into one of these, like Julie and Tina. The other thing that everybody can do to start with is you can make some flyers, just make flyers you can, with the products. And you can have your, the link to your PWP on the bottom of it. And you could either mail these flyers to your customers. You can hand them out to your customers. You could hand them out to prospects. And so that's an easy way to get started into reaching more people as we start, as all of us neophytes start to gain more confidence with technology. We can start with the very basics. I mean, you can start with a free email site, and you can make flyers.
Okay, no hands, no questions for. You can raise your hand with 5-star. Some people came on pretty late.
And then the other thing we can start with is to start to learn to use the Facebook. And I think lots of you have watched the video with Gary Bolton, but keep watching it and, try one on your Facebook site. It's easy to set up a personal Facebook site. It's actually easy to set up a business one, too, but you can start with your personal one. And you just can't share business very often. You want to sit personal photos, inspirational quotes, fun ideas, and then like out of every 10 posts, you could share, a business one with a link to your PWP. So that can help you get started and also help you to find, find more people that way to add to your database. But just think about adding names to your database. If you look at the people that you already know and the people that you're meeting, and you look, if you add like 3 a day, if you make yourself a goal to add 3 a day, that would be 21 a week. And in a year, that would be slightly over 1,000 names. And, if we all have 1,000 names on our email list, and we gradually, move from using a free email into using one of these fancy ones that can do all this stuff. It's really going to help us to educate our customers and our prospects so that they become, more interested. I really like you guys, with your newsletter. And again, all of you just with the basic a free email, you could be sending a newsletter. It just wouldn't have the links in it, but you could send a free newsletter with this educational information. And I think that's going to help us retain our customers. It's going to help us educate our customers so that they see the benefits to them and they want to get more of our products. I see another thing that we could all move into, and that's maybe offering, again, this is using technology, but we can either offer like a Zoom. You can get the Zoom. Zoom.us is free for a small amount of people at a time. If you start to have more people than that, then the professional version, there's a fee per month. But for, do you remember how many people you can have on the free one, Jack? Anyway, Ruth Lowe is using the free one with her team. And
you can do it for about 35 minutes or 40 minutes.
Yeah, and it's up to a certain amount of people, but I think it's plenty enough people to get started with. And you can be doing like a free webinar for your team, and they can invite their customers to it. You could be doing one like on bone health, or you could be doing one on Barbara Bertucci's doing the one on curb your sugar cravings and using KDB, you could be doing one on water. I mean, there's so many great subjects we could do one on, and again, that's another way to, you know, value added to our customers so that they become educated about the benefits of our various Nikan Energy, our wonderful products, and so that they can see how the, you know, what ones will help them get the results that they're wanting to get. How about now? Does anybody have a question? Question, comments?
How about, or a product testimonial, you know, you're using the new face, what do they call the
skincare.
Skincare. Or any other products that you'd like to share.
Well,
you can raise your hand with 5-star at any time. We've got 3 minutes, I guess.
Well, Tina and Julie, I mean, that was excellent. And I know, you know, inch by inch, it's a cinch, all of us guys, you know, and start, like I said, start by building your database. Start by sending some emails. That's the easiest. And then your Facebook page, and learn how to post and how to link, how Gary Bolton showed us to link. And bit by bit, we'll all get as good as Tina and Julie, because I think it's really a great way to leverage our time. I mean, you can reach more people in less time. And, I mean, one-on-one is great, and we don't ever want to not do that. I mean, that's really important.
That's really number one.
That's the number one most important thing to do. But using emails and Facebook can really help us to reach more people, stay in touch with more people, offer more value through the education, more fun to more people. So I really thank you so much, you guys. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this, and it's recorded. It will be recorded and posted so you guys can listen to it again, and you can share it with your teams that weren't able to be on the call. And I've got some homework. So, you know, might say, homework, yuck, but, you know, it's success work. It's the things that all of us want to do to move our business forward. And so number one, just like we talked about, start your email list. You know, maybe set a goal to add 3 or more names daily. I mean, start with maybe 100, and then celebrate, and then 500 on your list, and then 1,000 on your list, and then 2,000 on your list. And number two is make December count. You guys, December is such an important month. A lot of people, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the holidays and not work on your Nikan business, but it is the prime month to lay your foundation now for January. Because if you wait till January 1st to set your goals and delay your foundation by contacting people, it's really, you're not going to be getting going, rolling until February 1st. So by starting now and contacting at least 100 people in December and gathering names and getting into those conversations, finding people's wants and needs, you'll just be so much further ahead for really having a great, you know, kicking off January in 2016. And one of the things we might want to do is all challenge ourselves to have 10 or more customers on the leadership call on Tuesday. And let's see who might have been on the leadership call. Carrie Piercy talked about how she got really motivated to call up a whole bunch of people all on one day and either talk to them about, you know, how excited she was and how, hey, have you heard the news? I mean, you're going to jump up and down when you hear this news. I mean, it's so exciting. Call me back. And if she's talking to them in person, you know, about how this is the first time in 40 years that Nikan has lowered their prices like this because they want to make these products available to so many more people and, you know, to jump on the website. And anyway, she signed up 10 customers in one day. So all of us need to take the 10 customer challenge. Doesn't necessarily need to be all in one day, but 10 new customers in December is definitely going to help us go into January strong, and I know some of you already have 10 new customers in December, so go for 20.
Yay, Tina.
Yay, Tina. Maybe Julie, I know Tina does. And then number three is decide what you want to accomplish for your Nikan business in 2016. I mean, invest some time into thinking about it, and some time into thinking, okay, this is what I want to achieve in 2016. Now, what do I need to do? You know, so it's maybe like an income goal that you want to achieve by the end of December 2016. So then you start looking, and maybe it's to be on Team Kaizen. And so then you start looking, well, I need 3 new silvers, and I need, X amount of volume, and I need, and then breaking it down. And we want you guys to call us, and let's do an appointment so we can help you, you know, help you do that, help you set your goal and action plan. But, you know, going into 2016 with that, like we said at the beginning of the call, you'll have the clarity, you'll have the self-confidence to move forward much more quickly. And then the next thing, I mean, we'd love to have you join us on the Eric Lofholm call. He's one of our mentors. We've been mentoring with him for a bunch of years. He's a great trainer, and he has done this class for us as his mentees before every December to set our goals for the next year. But this year he's doing it for free for everybody, and we sent out the link. We'd love to have you guys join us on that call.
One thing he's shown us how to use Facebook group.
Yeah, we're going to set up a Facebook group for
and
you guys.
So that, like when we're on this call here, everybody can see everybody else's comments and pictures and stuff like that, you know, as the call is going on, you can...
Yeah, so that's going to be lots of fun.
It's a little more interactive as it's going along.
So we're going to set that up. So we'd love to have you, you know, join us on that call. They are recorded. So there's already been 2, but you'll get the recorded ones. There's some templates for plans. But again, we want, you know, call us so we can mastermind with you on it so it's NECAN specific. And what's number 6? Oh, the last one is, next week, all of us, let's focus on bringing a team member onto the call. Make that personal call, that invite, even 3-way them on if you need to. Building this team is so important to all of your success because it creates the synergy. When people come on to this call, they see that there's a team, they see that there's a plan for success, they start to get the vibes that they can succeed, that they can, do and accomplish what they want to. And so all of us, if we all focus on bringing another team member that's not, you know, that hasn't been getting on the call, bring somebody onto the call, so that we grow this team and grow this synergy. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that's on this morning. I mean, you guys are leaders. I mean, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your future by being on this call. And so let's see, Diana Rhodes, Candace Moore, Tina Davidson, Gloria Snyder, Terry Kinghorn, Becky Dragon, Linda Greenwood, Carol Patterson, Carla Cook, Lynn Kissel, Lois Wilburn, and we've got Julie Matt, and we've got some people who we don't have their names on. We've got their phone numbers, but not their names. So congratulations to you guys, and I know a lot of people had events this morning and will be listening to the recorded call, so congratulations to you guys, too. Yay, team!
Thank you, everyone, for being on. You're awesome.
We love you. Oh, Dave Johnson's call's coming up at 8 a.m. this morning, Pacific time, and Gary Bolton will be on again. Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you so much, Julie. That was awesome. We really, really appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye. Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.